This is chapter 8. It starts on page 30 and it ends on page 34. It's entitled Scan Operation. There are a number of headings here: scan types, program scan, memory skip scan, priority watch, and scan resume condition. Those are the headlines. Now we're going to be back in just a moment with how they are laid out. Okay, programmed scan. Program scan repeatedly scans between two user program frequencies, memory channels 1A through 3A and 1B through 3B, or scans between upper and lower band edges. This scan is useful for checking for signals within a specific frequency range, such as repeater output frequencies and so on. It's a three-step procedure. For the sighted person, look on page 31. We're starting with step number 1. Push the D, as in Delta, the CLR key to select the VFO mode if necessary. Push the digit 5, which is marked scan, after pushing A function to start the scan, and then a selected scan edge appears as P1, P2, P3, or AL. To change the scan edge, push the digit 8, which is marked set, S-E-T, after pushing A function several times until the desired scan edge appears. AL for a full scan, P1, P2, P3 for program scan, between the program scan edges such as 1A, 1B, 2A, 2B, 3A, 3B. To change the scan direction, the up or down arrows are used. When dial is assigned VOL, rotate the control, the VOL control, to change the scan direction. Number 3, push the D as in David, clear key to stop the scan. Okay, we're over on page 32 now, the memory skip scan. Memory scan repeatedly scans all programmed memory channels except those set as skip channels. Push the C, as in Charlie, MR, to select memory mode if necessary. MR appears. Step number 2, push the 5 key, which is marked scan, after pushing the A function to start the scan. Again, to change the scan direction, it's the up or down arrow keys. When dial is assigned VOL, rotate the volume knob to change the scan direction. And finally, in step number 3, push the D CLR key to stop the scan. Now, if we're setting the skip channels, this is a three-step procedure. In order to speed up the scan interval, you can set memory channels you don't wish to scan as skip channels. Step number 1, push the C MR key to select the memory mode. MR appears. Step number 2, select a memory channel to set as a skip channel. Step number 3, push the digit 6, which is marked skip, after pushing the A function to toggle the skip setting on and off. Skip appears when the channel is set as a skip channel. The next item is called priority watch. It starts on page 33. Priority watch checks for signals on priority channels while operating on a VFO frequency. Memory or call channel watch. There are 4 steps here. While operating on a VFO frequency, memory or call channel watch monitors for signals in the selected memory or call channel every 5 seconds. Step number 1, select the desired memory channel or the call channel. Step number 2, push the D key to select the VFO mode. Step number 3, push the 7, which is the priority button, after pushing the A function key to start watching. VFO is displayed, then the decimal point on the frequency readout flashes. The priority channel is monitored every 5 seconds. When the signal is detected on the priority channel, the watching is paused according to the setting of the scan resume condition. We're going to be talking more about that in just a moment. Step number 4 is push the D, as in David, key to stop watching. Okay, next it's memory scan watch. While operating a VFO frequency or call channel, Memory Scan Watch monitors for signals in each memory channel in sequence every 5 seconds. It's a four-step procedure. Push the C key to select the memory mode. MR appears. Push the 5 key after pushing A function to start the memory scan. Push the 7, which is marked priority, after pushing the A function to start the watching. VFO is displayed, then the decimal point on the frequency readout flashes. When the signals are detected on the priority channel, the watching is paused according to the setting of the scan resume condition. More about that in a minute. And step number 4, the final step, push the D CLR key to stop the watching. And finally, the memory skip scan process. Memory scan repeatedly scans all programmed memory channels except those set up as skip channels. A 3-step procedure, push the C key to select memory mode if necessary. MR appears. Push the 5 scan key after pushing A function to start the scan. Again, to change the direction, push the up or down arrows. When dial is assigned VOL, rotate the VOL knob to change the scan direction. And step number 3, push the D, as in David, key to stop the scan. Now, for setting the skip channels in order to speed up the scan interval, you can set memory channels you don't wish to scan as skip channels. Push the C MR to select memory mode. MR appears. Select a memory channel to set as the skip channel. Step number 3, push the number 6 skip key after pushing the A function key to toggle the skip setting on and off. The word skip, S-K-I-P, appears when the channel is set as a skip channel. So that ends our chapter 8. Chapter 8 covered scan operation from pages 30 through 34. And once again, we suggest that a sighted person work with you on this one because you have to observe some of the conditions on the screen. Okay, we'll be back in a little while. Take a little break, take a little rest, and enjoy it. This is ham radio at its best.